provides a few pointers on where you might want to invest your money. That's tomorrow in our first hour. On the Coast begins at 3 o'clock each weekday here on CBC Radio 1, 690 AM in Vancouver. Four o'clock on the Coast. Well, he's always wanted to go to Mars. Now Carrie Cupid gets to do the next best thing. On Sunday, the fourth-year Earth Sciences student from SFU will be at the Mars Desert Research Station in Utah. Now, he's the only BC student in an all-Canadian entourage, and he is here in studio to tell us more. Hi.
Hi, Belle.
What will you be doing at the Mars Desert Research Station?
Well, I'm one of the scientists on the trip, and as the crew geologist, I'll be doing a soil gas study where I'll be looking at the different concentrations of a few different gases in the soil, including carbon monoxide and methane, basically to see and try and find out some clues as to the different types of geological structures in the area to try and sort of simulate a study that Mars astronauts could do to find out a little bit about their surroundings. Hmm. By targeting these gases, we hope that researchers could also locate sources of water, for example, and even energy sources by way of looking for methane.
Now, tell us about this location. Is it like a Mars make-believe?
It basically, yeah. This station was set up a few years ago by a number of groups involved with the Mars Society, and it's supposed to simulate very closely Mars-like conditions. It's in the Utah desert.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cold, and it can be very hot sometimes. And it's a desert environment that has a lot of sedimentary rock that simulates quite closely what Mars actually might be. So it's a remote location. Anything that breaks down in the facility, for example, we have to fix ourselves. There's no outside help. We're basically isolated for 2 weeks. And, I mean, everything's in simulation from spacesuits to
this is no holiday.
No, it's not. There will be a lot of work, but it'll be a fantastic experience for all 8 of us going down.
So tell us a little bit more, though, about these restrictions and the conditions, like living conditions. How will you're sleeping, living, how will you do that?
Certainly. Well, everything takes place, or we are living in a sort of a module that sleeps 8 people. It has basic supplies, and there's a generator, and we try and recycle our water, for example. The engineers are mostly preoccupied with building projects and maintenance projects, making sure that we have food and water.
Mm-hmm.
And scientists like myself are actually going out on what we actually call EVAs, extra vehicular activities.
Mm-hmm.
And we wear full spacesuits, including gloves and boots and helmets and the whole thing. And we try and perform these experiments as if we were on the surface of Mars.
Have you been practicing here?
No, I haven't. I've been doing lots of reading and research, of course, but I haven't practiced.
So you haven't had a spacesuit on or anything?
No, I haven't.
You're taking a film crew. What's that about?
Well, there will be a Japanese documentary crew down there filming us while we're there. They were involved with the Mars Society, and as the Canadian crew, they've been invited to film us as well. I'm not too sure what exactly they'll be filming, but it should be kind of neat to mm-hmm. to be afforded that opportunity, though.
Now, there are 8 people going. You are the only one from BC. How'd you get picked?
Well, there was an email circulated from the Mars Society to the different schools all across Canada, and it was forwarded to me through the Department of Earth Sciences at Simon Fraser University looking for proposals. I wrote something up involving soil gas analysis. They liked it. And I just kind of lucked out, I think. It's a great opportunity, though. I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
What intrigues you so much about Mars?
Well, it's planetary sciences in general. I've always liked geology and astronomy, so I felt this is a perfect combination of being interested in rocks and being interested in space.
You're pretty excited. I know you tried to stay calm, but
I'm psyched, yeah. No, it'll be neat.
And when do you head out?
I'm leaving from I have a field trip this Friday with my with one of my courses, and from the field trip, I'm going straight to the airport this Friday.
So I would think studying Mars can tell us or teach us things about Earth as well?
Yeah. Basically, when we study other planets, we have to apply what we know about our own planet to study these other situations. So you need a good grounding in terrestrial geology or in biology, because we have biologists going and engineers, of course. And by applying what we know about the physical laws and what we see around us to other settings, we can also learn how our theories are different from what we actually see
mm-hmm.
and relate that back to what we can learn about Earth geology as well and Earth sciences.
What are your thoughts on someday going to Mars? Really?
I would love to. I mean, if you ask anyone going on this trip, I'm sure they'll say the same thing. But I would be happy just to be studying planetary geology, knowing that I'm helping out, perhaps encouraging a future astronaut to make it there one day themselves.
What are you maybe a little apprehensive about, perhaps, or even nervous? Because it's not going to be like, you know, comfy cozy in your home.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's not too cold while I'm there. It is a desert station, of course. But there's a lot that is coming together at the last minute because I was brought on rather late in the project. They had some difficulty looking for a suitable research candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to going down there and trying this line of research. It's a great opportunity because I've never done this type of research before, and it's my first opportunity to propose and follow through and to conduct the entire experiment myself. So I'm a bit apprehensive about the process, I suppose, the scientific process, but I think I'm well prepared for it, and it's exciting at the same time.
Right. Well, obviously you're going to learn lots down there, but does it actually have an impact on your studies or the courses you're taking right now? Do you get any credit?
Not directly. I'm afforded the luxury of missing a midterm exam and a few classes. So.
Well, I'd say that's pretty good.
But I have to catch them up, of course, but it doesn't relate directly, but honestly, if I'm applying to grad school, which I hope to do, it'll certainly look good on a resume, and it will give me valuable insight into a lot of the academic procedures that go into publishing your own research.
Well, it sounds fascinating. I hope maybe when you come back, we can chat with you again about your experience.
That would be great.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in and have a good trip.
Thanks, Mel.
All right. Carrie Cupid is a fourth-year Earth Sciences student at Simon Fraser University. And you know what they say, men come from Mars. And we're wondering if one of those men could be David Bowie. From his 1971 album, Hunky Dory, here's Life on Mars.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seats with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Blue Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the life on Mars.
That's David Bowie with Life on Mars. It is 3.5 minutes to 5 o'clock on the coast, and you have a minute unless you know with the CBC local news headlines.
Bell, we have some breaking news from UBC. Professors in the Biological Services building have been told to lock themselves in their offices because of an undisclosed threat.